could be a film star or a sports champion or... And she excitedly pops a piece of fudge in her mouth before offering the bag to me.
Or a mysterious person with a dark past whose arrival will spark a whole new adventure.
The hotel manager frowns in annoyance as he slaps my hand away from the bag.
No sweets on duty, and no dark pasts or adventures, thank you very much. But if I had my way... Oh, what is that noise?
The thumping sound, the one we noticed earlier, has been growing louder. It, I start to say, with a definite uptick of the queasy feeling, it sounds like footsteps on the roof.
Nonsense,
Mr. Mollusk snorts, looking up at the creaky wooden canopy that covers the platform.
Why would anyone be up there? Above us? Walking towards that hole over there? Thumping and lumping along with the slow, uncertain, awful shuffle of a...
He gulps.
Of a zombie,
I suggest. And the mollusk stiffens with fright. Slowly, the three of us look up at the windy gap in the platform roof as the... whatever it is approaches. Thump. 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 The sound comes to an abrupt halt right by the hole. And nothing happens.
Perhaps this is a ghost train after all,
Violet declares brightly, before chomping on another cube of fudge.
How exciting!
Oh, really? Mr. Mollusk pulls himself together. I'm sure there's a perfectly rational explanation for...
And that's when, with a terrifying shriek of despair, the ghost appears. Bethusalah. Or rather, the ghost falls through the hole in the roof and lands on the platform with a thud. And we see that it's not a ghost at all, but... A seagull, I cry, trying to sound like I knew that all along. Sure enough, a scruffy white and grey seagull is flopping around in the leaves on the platform. It gives another piercing shriek and pecks ferociously at something blue wrapped tightly around its legs and one wing.
Disgusting, Mr. Mollusk cries, backing away. Filthy thing.
It's not disgusting, Violet says. It's tangled. Tangled up in an old carrier bag.
Without hesitation, Violet pushes the bag of fudge into my hand and stoops down beside the stricken bird. I'm reminded as it writhes around beside Violet of just how enormous seagulls can be. Vi tries to grab the plastic but has to pull her hands back to avoid a vicious peck. Then, as the gull struggles once more, its one free wing thumping uselessly on the ground, Violet pounces, pinning the bird firmly but gently onto the platform. The seagull pecks at her furiously, but the sleeves of her too big coat, borrowed once from my lost and foundry and not yet returned, protect her.
Don't just stand there, Herbie,
Violet gasps, struggling to hold the bird.
We've got to help it. Do you have something to cut the plastic off?
Cut it off?
Mr. Mollusk seems to be having as much trouble believing what he's seeing as if an actual ghost had appeared.
Help it? Don't be absurd, child. Seagulls are a nuisance. No more than vermin. Just kick it onto the railway line and let the train put it out of its misery. It'll be one fewer flying rat to deal with.
I rummage deep in my pockets as Violet glares daggers at the hotel manager. I wish I could use one of those daggers to free the bird. Instead, all I have to give Violet is the key to my toolbox.
It's okay. It's okay,
Vi whispers softly to the panicky gull as she soars at the twisted blue plastic bag with my key.
Ignore the horrible man. You'll soon be free.
I say nothing. I hate to agree with Mr. Mollusk, but seagulls are a nuisance and thieves, every one of them. And Erion seagulls are the worst of all. I've lost more chips and donuts than I can remember to these pesky birds over the years. But at the same time, I know Violet is right. We can't leave the poor thing to die a slow and plasticky death.
Pah, Mr. Mollusk says. That's the problem with you goody-two-shoes types. You're always trying to be kind, even when it doesn't count. But that creature won't thank you, girl. When it's free, you're more likely to end up with a bleeding hand to go with your bleeding heart.
The bag finally comes away and the bird struggles harder now that its other wing is loose. Violet cries, "Stand back!" before lifting her hands to release the gull. It springs into the air, flapping furiously as it rushes across the platform and out into the sky.
"Being kind always counts," Violet says as she gets to her feet and faces the...